Every year, a group of international health experts comes up with a number, the number of people around the world who are infected by the virus that causes AIDS. Predictably, the number has been going up every year since the epidemic started. But NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that the new numbers from the United Nations AIDS Agency, called UNAIDS, contain some surprises.
The human misery, the economic devastation of HIV and AIDS, can be boiled down into cold numbers. Peter Piot is head of UNAIDS.
AIDS killed 3 million people this year, and that's up from 2.8 million last year. So it continues to kill more people, it continues to infect more people, 5 million new infections, and we are now with 42 million people living with HIV in the world.
Within those numbers are some changes. As the epidemic has progressed in sub-Saharan Africa, more women carry HIV than men. That's because older men are seeking out younger women, and younger women are especially vulnerable to the virus. And the virus is seeking out new turf.
This year, the number of new infections in Eastern Europe, Central Asia, Baltic states has increased by one quarter. So the epidemic is still in a major expansive phase, and that's very well illustrated in a country like Uzbekistan, where this year they had more new infections than all previous years together.
But Piot did offer some good news.
In South Africa, between 1998 and 2001, there's been a decline by one quarter of infections among teenage girls. And in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, there's been a decline by one third of infection rates in young women between 1995 and 2001.
Piot says that shows prevention programs are having an impact. He warns that there's no reason to be complacent. In some developed countries, rates of infection are increasing. But what about that aggregate number, the 42 million infected? How accurate is it?
We don't really know.
Andrew Moss is an epidemiologist at the University of California at San Francisco, who was not involved with coming up with a new estimate.
That's a worldwide number, and it's based on a lot of small numbers from a lot of little places, including villages all over Africa and Asia, all added together to produce one big number. So it's probably only roughly accurate.
The people who came up with the number give themselves a large margin of plus or minus 25%. The numbers are collected by extrapolating from how many of a small group of people are infected. How many pregnant women in a few South African towns, for example. But when the infection is just starting in a country, it typically shows up first in stigmatized groups, and they're especially hard to count, says Neff Walker of the World Health Organization. He helped develop the estimates.
It's very hard to know how many injecting drug users or how many men have sex with men or sex workers. And so, in fact, it makes our estimates in those countries much less robust.
Political considerations also complicate the picture, says UCSF's Andrew Moss. India, where close to 4 million people are reportedly infected, may be underreporting, he says. And so may China, with its official count of 1 million.
I think the Chinese government has been in denial about its AIDS problem. And the way denial translates in this sphere is small numbers, coming out with small official numbers that don't really represent very accurately what's been happening. And I think that's been the case in China, perhaps until just the last couple of months.
Moss says it's not necessary to come up with an exact figure. The idea of the global number is to focus public attention on the problem.
What it's telling us is there's an awful lot of people infected worldwide.
In the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that infections are holding steady at 40,000 new ones a year. But while the overall rate may have stabilized, in some groups of young white males and in some parts of inner cities as well as the rural South, the rate of infection is increasing. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.